Now when you come down to verse 6, here you see the deliverance of Israel into the hands of Babylon. And God's making it clear to them that the reason that Babylon was able to take his people was because God permitted it, not because Babylon was so superior or such a great power. They gave themselves credit, and they were wrong because of it. Listen to verse 6. I was wroth with my people. I have polluted mine inheritance and given them into thine hand. Thou didst show them no mercy. Upon the ancient hast thou very heavily laid thy yoke. Now God delivered his people into the hand of Babylon because they had sinned against him. And he's judging his own people. And this we'll see later in the prophecy of Habakkuk is the great message of that prophecy. Now God's judgment of his people deceived Babylon. They thought they were smart and clever and strong. And God says in verse 7, thou saidest, I shall be a lady forever, so that thou didst not lay these things to thy heart, neither didst remember the latter end of it. Therefore hear now this, thou that art given to pleasures, that dwellest carelessly, that sayest in thine heart, I am, and none else beside me, I shall not sit as a widow, neither shall I know the loss of children. And Babylon was arrogant. Babylon was lifted up. And Babylon was careless. And as that man, Nebuchadnezzar the king, and he had a hang-up, mental problem. And he looked over that city one evening, beautiful city, glorious city. And he says, this is great Babylon that I have built. And he gave God no credit. God sent him out to eat grass like the oxen of the field. Man had a form of amnesia. I think the psychiatrist would call it hysteria today. And this man did not know for a long time who he was and lived like an animal because he'd been living that way a long time. God's judgment upon him.